work through everything inside just for Yitzi, which means I'm really not going to end up doing it, but I'm going to start doing it. And we are going to fill out this chart, and we are going to try and understand everything that's going on over here in the sugya. What happened to my sheets? Okay. So open up to the rush. And the rush, the Rishonim, actually before we get to the rush, the Rishonim deal with, at the end of the sugya, the end of everything is said and done, when we seem to have a total potpourri. Certain brachas that we say less. Certain brachas we say al. What exactly, is there any rule of thumb? If you take a look, I asked you to take a look at the Shulchan Giborim, and the Shulchan Giborim quotes the Or Zaruah, and he says basically, and I think this is what Rashi is saying as well, he writes as follows. The Imratza. At the end of the day, how do we paskin? Al beer or levayer? We paskin al beer. So at the end of the day, so al beer is also lehaba mashma. Shalom aleichem. What's your name?
Isaac.
Isaac what?
Forgesh.
Forgesh. You look familiar.
At Frisch.
At Frisch. Fantastic. And where do you go to school?
TBC.
Okay, great. Welcome. Okay, so according to, where am I? Now that we've established that Al is Lahaba Mashma, so now we know brachas have to be made over Lasiyas, and so says the Or Zaruah, Imrotza Mevarech Asher Kitshanu Levayr Chameitz, V'chein Chol Shar HaMitzvos, Imrotza Mevarech Al Hamaisa, Imrotza Mevarech Lasos, Kikon Al Tkei HaShofar, O Litko HaShofar. So according to the Or Zaruah, and this is also Shitas Rashi, at the end of the day, you could do whatever you want. And that would be really, really nice, is that the halacha gives us flexibility. Once we establish that al-bir is l'habba mashma, so that you want to make a bracha with a lev, you can. You want to make it with an al, you can. And there is autonomy in brachos making. You can say the nusach as you please, as long as you're capturing the core nusach. So in other words, you need to say either al-tkias or litkoa. You do not need to be consistent. As long as the bracha works. Everywhere. And that is a striking conclusion of our Gemara. However, that is not how we paskin. I have many extras. That is not how we paskin. Say al or let. Now, open up the rush. I want to walk through the Rabbeinu Tam, walk through the Riva, and try and see if there is a klal here to be derived. Now, the exercise of today's shiur is very simple. If you want to arrive at the klal, try and give a lumdus for the klal, but then the real work is in the myriad of exceptions. Now, every case, there's no klal that's going to capture everything. The exceptions have to be somehow maneuvered, massaged, finesse to fit into the klal. And on some level, therefore, there's a certain appeal to the approach of Rashi and the Or Zaruah, who tell us there's no klal, and you can go ahead, there's no real rule, everything works. So let's take a look at Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam writes as follows in the Rush, Os, Shalom, Mr. Forgesh.
Hello.
Good to see you. Okay, so the Rush writes as follows. Again, take a look at the Rush, we're in Os, Yud, and the Rush says as follows. Quote Rabbeinu Tam, Masha chok ba deh brachos, yesh men shtiklu ba'al, yesh men shtiklu ba'lamit. Rabbeinu Tam Zal Hayanosin Tam Adabar, the Kom Mitzvos. Dinasos Miyad Shaykh Lavar Halem Al. Kikon Al Mikra Megillah, Al Tvila, Al Natil Sedan, Al Hafrosha Shuma, Al Achilas Matza, Al Achilas Maror, etc. Avo, Lehaniat Filin, Lisadi Batsitis, Valeshe Basukov, Yeshmehen Shihui, Yeshmehen Shihui, Galosh and Mora Al Kach. Valoshin Mora Al Kach. Valoshin Mora Al Kach. Lios Me'uter Betfilim. Lios Otabat Sitz. Leish Basukho. Lecho Tachlayom. Etc. Okay. So help me out over here. What is the rule of Rabbeinu Tam? If the mitzvah is what? If the mitzvah is, the kiyum is miyad. Give me, throw out some examples, please.
Tvila.
Try all the examples.
Matzah, Maror,
Megillah, Tvila,
Precious Truma.
Afras is Truma, some Maisos. What? Netilas Yadayim.
The second bracha of Tefillah.
He doesn't bring that.
I don't want to. Only what he's bringing. Only what he's bringing. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, any mitzvah that is here and now complete, you do the mitzvah and it's over, it is a defined maisa mitzvah, that is a bracha that you say up. However, if the mitzvah has what the Rabbeinu Tam calls shihui, there is process, there is delay, there is duration, there is enduring in the mitzvah, so then the mitzvah is, the bracha is leh. What are some of the examples that we find? So we have tzitzis, tefillin, shofar. Shofar, he said? Did he say shofar yet? He said shofar already? No, sukkah he said.
Nero Hanukkah.
What's that? Did he say Nero Hanukkah? I gotta do this.
That's later on.
Later on.
There's two rushes. There's two rushes. That's fine.
Okay, that's it. Those are the ones he identifies. Okay, stop here. Stop here. Okay, not yet.
What does it say in the Megillah?
What do you mean? Megillah? Tzvila. Tzvila. Shuvah Samaisis.
Come on.
It tells you that. Okay. Shh. Rabosai. The chiluk is made. What is the lumdus of the chiluk? What is the principle that presumably the Rabbeinu Tam is operating with? What's his lumdus? What's the idea? Will.
They're both lahava mashma, but al is sort of point in time, whereas le is I'm about to start doing something that is going to happen over the course of time.
That's what he's saying. So what's the idea? Gilad!
Le just means like lehiyot. Like it just has to, you know, be.
Lehiyot. Sammy!
Now when you say al, it's on this thing that's directly in front of me and on this thing that I'm around with you.
And leh?
And leh is the general idea for this entire lehava in a way.
I like what. Okay, let me start with al. Al. Says Sammy, al, says, again, Rabbeinu Tam says, when you make an al, that means that everything is here. The mitzvah is now and will be over momentarily. It doesn't have a duration, doesn't have an ongoing kiyum. Therefore, the nusach habracha is on the heftza of the mitzvah. The heftza of the mitzvah. Hence, what is the lashon of your bracha? Your bracha is al. Why? Because let's take an example. The mitzvah of matzah. So you have a tita kazayis of matzah. You eat the kazayis and the mitzvah is over. Therefore, your bracha is going to be al achilas matzah, a bracha on the chefza of the mitzvah, which is achilas matzah. The bracha al is reflective of a bracha on a chefza shel mitzvah. One second. What about le? When it comes to le, so this bracha has duration, this mitzvah has duration. How long is the mitzvah of that you have to wear tefillin? How it's all day long. Meaning, that ideally, how long are we wearing tefillin? All day. How long are we wearing our tzitzis? All day. So you can't make a bracha now on a mitzvah that's also going to be mekuyam at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So therefore, what is the bracha on? What is the bracha on? It's on. It's on not the chetza of the mitzvah, but it's on the pu'ula ha-mitzvah, on the maisa ha-mitzvah. That's not all you have in front of you is the maisa ha-mitzvah. So therefore, what bracha do you make on? Tzitzis? Lehisatev batzitzis. It's on the maisa ha-mitzvah, because that's all you have in front of you now. What bracha do you make on the sukkah? All day long you're going to be mitayah ba-sukkah. The bracha is on the immediate nice ha-mitzvah of leishev ba-sukkah. Now, you'll ask me a question. What was your question you asked me?
My question was on the Rambam, when he quoted the Rambam, which is one of the Rambam, basically said that
Lehidatev is a bracha on the verb, not, which isn't tadir, because you only put it on once.
Oh. So I think I answered your question.
You did, yeah.
I answered your question. You now, stop. Let's just deflect one issue right off the bat. What bracha do we Ashkenazim make on tefillin? We make two brachas. We make a bracha of lehaniach, and then we make a bracha of al mitzvahs tefillin. Ariel, sit up. Jacob, sit up. 90-degree angle. Good. Good. Says, the Rush asked the question, why do Ashkenazim make a bracha of al mitzvahs when it comes to the shel rosh? After all, how long are you wearing your shel rosh? All day long. If you're wearing it all day long, then what should be the bracha? The bracha should be a le type of bracha. Did the Rush ask this question? I thought the Rush asked the question.
I think it's at the end.
At the end?
At that right before
the end. He's asking.
Towards the end, yeah. Towards the end.
Oh, yeah. He says, Umash mevarchim bitfilin shel yad v'haniach v'al shel rosh al mitzvahs. So what does the Rush answer? So the Rush answers, Mishum delo ratzu chachonim letakin shtei brocho zu achazu b'mitzah achashovos v'tikne b'shel rosh al mitzvah shigmara mitzvah. So says the Rush, what are they going to do? They're going to make a bracha, laniach on the shell, yad, and then moments later you're going to make a lahaniach on the shell rosh. Just doesn't smell right. There's a certain redundancy that doesn't smell right. So therefore, what did they do? They shifted the nusach ha-bracha. Okay, that's the question's better than the answer. I will say, what can you answer? How can you answer this problem of the two brachos, shel yad, shel rosh, according to Rabbeinu Tam, in a way that's going to be smooth as silk? If what you're going to say is not smooth as silk, it is not worthy. Sammy?
Back when it goes to Lev, it's not so much that necessarily the kiyum is all of it. It's that you have the kiyum, but then you're continuously involved in the mitzvah. By tefillin, when you put on the shel rosh, you are finished. You have kiyum of the mitzvah. You become more the actual mitzvah that now enables you to continue all day. So there is a certain level of gamor in that al.
Not what I'm looking for. Not what I'm looking for. I'm asking you to remember something. What is the difference between the mitzvah of tefillin shel yad and the mitzvah of tefillin shel rosh? What? Oh. What is the mitzvah? What does the Torah tell us about the mitzvah of tefillin shel yad? Uksharten laos al yadecha. As such, is the mitzvah of tefillin shel yad a maisa hamitzvah?
Yes.
Is there a defined pulas hamitzvah? The answer is uksharta, which we assume is what? Is the hanacha, the fastening of the tefillin. What is the mitzvah of tefillin shel rosh? The hayu l'tol tafos be'inecha. That what? Is it a mitzvah on the putting them on, or is it being adorned in tefillin? If it's a mitzvah being adorned, then there is really no formal pu'ulas ha-mitzvah. If there's no pu'ulas ha-mitzvah, you can't make a lehaniach. You must make an al. And I believe that would explain very, very silkily the Rabbi Nitzan. Okay, we move on. Yeah, we do. We move on. Okay, Vayter. Back to where we left off in the Rabbi Natan. So then he says, I have a problem with the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Ulahadlik Ner Chanukah, we have a problem. Because Ner Chanukah is over here. But l'chora, what is the halacha? If I light the candles, and now an unexpected wind comes along and blows them out. Kofsa, what's the din? Do I have to relight or not?
No.
No. Am I yotzei the mitzvah?
Yes.
Why am I yotzei the mitzvah? Apparently, what do you see?
It's
a maisa mitzvah. It's gemar malacha is right here and right now, and therefore the mitzvah is over. So what bracha should you make, therefore? It should be here. Why is it over here? So the Ran answers, the Rabbeinu Tam answers, which the Ramban did not like this answer. And because of his dissatisfaction, this answer gives a new pshat. But the Ran, Rabbeinu Tam, says, no, this mitzvah has duration. What's the duration? You need a shear of oil. How much oil has to be in there? From Shkia until which is whatever, a half hour. So therefore, what kind of mitzvah is this? Is this a mitzvah of duration or mitzvah that is
duration,
instantaneous?
Duration.
Even though kofsa ain zakuk lav, it goes out, you don't have to rekindle. It's a mitzvah of duration. Just, again, baby lumdus. This is an easy lumdus. Just give me the baby lumdus. Give me the baby lumdus. Yeah.
We would originally think...
Too much talking. Just give me the baby lumps.
Maisa? No, it's not Maisa. It's on the chesed. It's on duration.
I understand, but just add an idea. Add an idea, yeah?
Lighting the shear of oil is like it's the entire duration.
Yeah. It's simple. I mean, it's simple. Rabosai, what is... Yeah, That's all. The mitzvah is not merely a mitzvah of... Hadlaka. Yes, there's a Maisa mitzvah of Hadlaka's Neros. But there's also what? A kiyum ha-mitzvah. The kiyum ha-mitzvah requires you to have a shear of oil and ideally requires those two people to observe the neros. Once you have that kiyum, which is not right now, when is that kiyum going to be accomplished?
After
I light it. So that's already, the asiyah is not the gemar, it's not the totality of the mitzvah. Once it's not the totality of the mitzvah, then an al is inappropriate. So what bracha do you make? You make a leg. Yafeh. Vaitin shas. This is easy. This is too easy. Next. The totality of the mitzvah. Is the totality of the mitzvah the pu'ula?
No.
That's it. Game over. Therefore, the bracha cannot be on the pu'ula. Because the totality of the mitzvah is not on the pu'ula. Memela, what's your bracha? I'm sorry, I said it wrong. The totality of the mitzvah is not the here and now, and therefore the bracha must be on
the
pu'ula, not on the totality of the mitzvah, because the totality of the mitzvah is not right now.
Yeah.
When do you say an al? When the totality of the mitzvah is right here. That's what I mean by you. So you're making the bracha on the totality of the mitzvah. What I mean by that in Lumdish language, it's on the chepsa of the mitzvah. That's the al achilas mara, al achilas matzah. When it comes to Neros Hanukkah, the totality of the mitzvah is not here and now, because it's what? It's a latent kiyum of Pirsume Nisa. Therefore, the bracha cannot be on the totality of mitzvah, which is the bracha of al. It must be on the Yafet. Next.
Why use that language if the real alumnus is that the totality of mitzvah is here now? Why is that chepsa mitzvah?
Because the entirety of the mitzvah, the mitzvah is in front of me.
But
so I'm breaking
chepsa,
the bracha on the mitzvah as opposed to on the action.
In terms of the chepsa mitzvah, like the actual object of the mitzvah.
I don't mean the object. I don't mean the neiros when I say that. What I mean is it's on the... when I say chepsa mitzvah, I'm going to use English words now. I mean the totality of the mitzvah qua mitzvah.
I understand. The language doesn't make sense to use that language.
It does, but I'm not going to use it anymore. Because if it's creating confusion, I'm not going to use it. Just go with totality. Okay? Lishmoa kol shofar. Lishmoa kol shofar. Is that a... immediate? Is the entire mitzvah in front of us? Or is there duration? So comes along the When do we make this bracha? We make the bracha before the first tkios. The tkios demiyusha. But what is the ikar mitzvah? The ikar mitzvah is the tkios in the context of Shmona Esrei. I'll say the brachos, and therefore there is shihud. And therefore the bracha is going to be Mishmoa Kol Shofar, focused on the Maisa HaMitzvah, because there is, now it gets sticky. Okay, now we're going to get sticky. What bracha do you make on the mitzvah of Kriyas HaHalel? Well, if whether you're Ashkenaz or Sfar, we're going to make a Le bracha. A Le bracha. So Hallel is going to go over here. Hallel is going over here. Hanukkah is here too, as we explained. Yes, Hanukkah. Okay, now the Rabbi Natan is contrasting Hallel on the one hand with Mikra Megillah on the other. So by Mikra Megillah we said it's Al Mikra Megillah. By Hallel it's Likro or Ligmor es Hallel. So how does he so when it comes to Al Mikra Megillah, he argues, is there any hefsek at all?
No.
He says that Haman, don't give me Haman. There is no hefsek. The totality of the mitzvah is an uninterrupted, complete kima mitzvah. You make a bracha and then you recite straight till the end. Aye, what about Hallel?
Consistency.
So Hallel, no. Hallel, he says, has an element of responsiveness. Is that the tzibur plays off of the chazan. Hodu Hashem kitov, an Hashem oshiyano. There's a responsiveness which creates, I'll call it, it creates interruption. It creates a staccato. And that means that the bracha cannot be what? It cannot be, the totality is not in front of us, because inherent in Hallel is this back and forth. The totality of the mitzvah, therefore, is not in front of us. And as a result, you make a bracha of likro ligmor. One second. Okay, the last thing that he deals with. What? Oh, I was hoping you'd say that. Okay, so let me ask the question. And that is, when it comes to Mikra Megillah, we also have a Sibur component. There's certain psukim that the Sibur reads as well. So what is the simple answer to that question?
It's not internal within Megillah, that's just Minhag, versus Hallel, where it's...
How do you know it's internal?
It's internal because it...
How do you know?
The Mishnah says it in Sukkah.
Yeah, it's Mishnah, it's Masechet Sukkah. It's Sukkahs in Masechet Sukkah. You have no Sukkahs in Masechet Megillah.
So you have to have,
so it's a minute that developed that we go ahead and highlight certain psukim. If we didn't highlight those psukim by the tzibur saying them, would there be any chisaron whatsoever in our kima mitzvah of Mikra Megillah?
No.
Zero. Would there be a chisaron in our mitzvah of Hallel? The answer is yes.
So don't change Nisach based on Minhag.
We read it correct.
Points are the Riva, we do.
I don't think so. Riva says something else. Okay, fine. One second. I want to just highlight one other point. Hands down. I have to finish the sugi today, so I gotta move. Okay, we covered everything. I want to add one last thing. Look at, you have your rush open?
Yeah.
Take a look for a moment at the Korban Nisanel. Os Shin in your Korban Nisanel.
part where it says yesh?
Yes.
Shin.
Shin. Oh, shin.
Afagav or vizesh amar?
Afagav. So, a few lines in. He wants to know, what bracha do you make when you put a mezuzah or you build a ma'akeh on your house? What bracha should you make? Is that a le mitzvah or is it an al mitzvah? So look inside. Ulefi Rabbeinu Tam Shapir Mivarchim Likvoa Mizuzah. The bracha is Likvoa. Why is the bracha Likvoa? Because there's duration. The Yeshiyue B'mitzvah. Shekozman Shedarbo Yesh Bo Chiyuk Vyaz Mizuzah. Ukemokain Alasias Make. Sarich levarech la sozmake. You make a le. One second. Now I have news for you. That's the Korban Nasanel says. That's what the Korban Nasanel says. But let's say I told you that the bracha was al kviyas mezuzah. Would there be any justification, svara, because there are rishonim in Rabbeinu Tam who say, no, the bracha should be al kviyas mezuzah. Al asiyas ma'ake. And if that's true, which honestly,
it is true.
I think it's true in Rabbeinu Tam, how would that be different than tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah? Because tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah, the bracha is for sure le. How could we make a distinction? Le!
Is it, there's more of a gavra involved?
There's more of a what?
Your tzitzis, I mean the sukkah.
When it comes to the mitzvah, excellent. When it comes to the mitzvah of tefillin, why do we say that's a mitzvah of duration? Because am I doing the mitzvah in 6 hours from now if I'm wearing my tefillin?
Yes.
Am I sitting in the sukkah, my fulfillment is the sukkah, 5 hours from now?
Yes.
I am engaged in mitzvahs, tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah for the duration of this time. That is where, says the Rabbeinu Tam, you make a bracha of leh. You have to make it on the pu'ula samitzvah. When it comes to ma'akeh, when it comes to mezuzah, my involvement in the mitzvah is momentary or is it enduring? It's momentary. And therefore, what bracha do I make? I make a bracha of al. Very clean, smooth. Split. Atkan divrei harabeinu tam. We move on. I will take all your questions after shir. Okay, the Riva. The Riva offers a different shot. Riva. Says the Riva. Riva haya mechalik. The mitzvah de efshar la'asai de shliyad mevar al. Ava mitzvah be'atzma tzor la'asosa tzor levar belamin. V'zuik sas soras hashas k'lamur mashet lo sagi l'av iyu mor. So said Rivam a different shot. If it's a bracha that, if it's a mitzvah, you can do what? Ayidei shliach. Mitzvah shemiskayemes al yidei acher. It's an af. If it's a mitzvah shitzarech laasos al yidei atzmo, so then it's a bracha of left. Where did Rivam get this idea from? Our Gemara. Our Gemara. Rabbi Tam shot comes from where? Comes from Rabbeinu Tam. It's his own idea. It's not linked into the Gemara. The Rivaz says no. The Mila paradigm. What bracha does a Moa make on Mila? Ala Mila, because it's not his chiyuv. So that is the paradigm. And if it's a mitzvah that is done by me, because it's my chiyuv, then it's a le. Because what does le suggest? I'm doing it right now, and it's mine. But if it's not my chiyuv, then what's my brach going to be? It's going to be on what? On the mitzvah, not on my relationship to the mitzvah.
Okay, so Gemara is the father, the retard tailor.
It could be the revod, as the Ramban says. Once it's a bracha like that, then we want consistency. As long as it can be done by another, the bracha is always going to be. Yep. Okay. So does this work? Does this work? Let's see. We'll start with shofar. Shofar is a le. Correct?
Yeah.
You got a bal tokeh?
Right.
So that's easy. Am I fulfilling shofar vicariously?
No.
Come on. Vicariously means via the agency of another. Am I fulfilling the mitzvah of shofar vicariously?
No.
The answer is no. I am fulfilling it personally, because what is the mitzvah? Lishmoa. And that I'm doing all by myself. Yes, I need someone to generate the kol. But what is the maisa mitzvah? Lishmoa, that I'm doing personally. So that's absolutely fine.
Why is the bracha on the kol and not lishmoa?
Because the bracha is not, the mitzvah is not to blow. If the mitzvah would be to blow, then that would be the bracha, and then you would be fulfilling the mitzvah vicariously, if it is about to care. But since mitzvah is lishmoa, famous Rambam, that says that there's no mitzvah above aver if someone steals a shofar. Why? Because what's the chetz of the mitzvah? It's not the shofar, it's the kol. And ein b'kol din gezer. Okay. Fine. What about, this is a little tricky. So what about Hallel?
Is lit.
Hallel is a lit. And Megillah is?
No.
Nah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Just to answer the Rashi Krukin.
Does that make sense? Rashi Krukin? What does Rashi Krukin have to say?
That's your response.
Can I be Yotze Hallel by sitting in shul, standing in shul, not saying a word, and listening to the Baal Tefillah?
Yeah.
Can I be Yotze through listening to the Tefillah, to the mechanism of Shomea Ka'onet?
No.
I can't? I can't? The likros ahalel, af al pi shomea ka'one, kimo gabe mikro megillah, mikamaka mitzvah, lanos, berashe aprakim, af al pi shomea ka'one. So, Rivas says, by Mikra Megillah, Shomea Ka'on. By Hallel, I'm supposed to become involved. By doing what? By answering Rashi properly. Okay. But let's talk a minute. Okay, let's go to Mika Megillah. What does Shomea Ka'on mean?
Like you're saying you're the locus.
It's as if I am saying it myself. So what does that mean? Am I saying it myself? If I'm saying it myself, then should I say a lef? Likro es amegillah?
Did you make any breath at all?
No. Because you can do it. You do it. You make your own
house. I want to suggest a twist on this idea. I want to suggest a twist. Okay? I believe that this is what the Ran is saying. You haven't seen the Ran, but you look at the Ran, he adds a little bit. And perhaps also the Ramban. It's not what the Riva is saying over here, but I'd like to give it a little bit of a twist. Rabbo said, what is Shomea Ka'on? If I hear it, it's as if I am saying. Can I be Yotze Hallel in an absolutely non-participatory fashion?
No.
Why? Because Shomea is Ka'one. Shomea is Ka'one. Yes, there's an idea of Rosh Hashanah, but I'm saying more than that. By me hearing the Chazan saying Hallel, it's as if what? I am saying Hallel. One second. Slow down. Mikra Megillah has something else going on. Listen carefully. Let's say I'm in shul. The Baal Koreh pulls out a chumash and starts reading the Megillah. And I listen to every word. Am I yotzei Megillah?
Yeah.
No.
He pulled out a chumash.
But if you started what? Recording a poly, you wouldn't be yotzei either. So
what?
If
he pulls out a sitter or by heart, and he reads Hallel, and I am listening. Am I Yotze?
Yes.
One second. So what I would like to posit is perhaps a difference between Mikra Megillah and Kriyas Hallel goes to the quality of the Shomea Ka'one. By Mikra Megillah, the Shomea Ka'one Halacha must cause me to be as if, and as I'm being Yotze, the Kriya Mitoch Haksav. Do I have a Ksav in front of me?
No.
He has the Ksav. And his Kriya becomes my Kriya. And as such, does that demand vicariousness?
Yes.
I need him. His Kriya is my Kriya because he's the one who's got the what? He's got the Megillah. It is a demand of Kriya Mitoch Haksav. I must piggyback on him. And that's the nature of that Shomea Ka'on. Kriya's Hallel. It's a Kriya. But there's no mitoch haksav. It can be recited by peh. It can be recited from a sitter. It doesn't have a mitoch haksav, and as such, am I in? My shomea could rise to the level of a keomer. You all know the famous. I know you know it. Famous makom Rashi places in Maseches Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches. You know. You for sure heard it. You know it. You might know it from Brachas Dav Chav. It's also there. You know it. Case is as follows. You're in the middle of Shemona Esrei. And the Chazan reaches Kiddush. What do you do? Machlokas Rashi Tosis. According to Rashi, you stand still, quietly, stop your Shemana Esrei, listen to the Chazan. And by doing that, your Yotze Kedusha, and there's no Hefzik in your Shemana Esrei. Rabbi Natan, Tosa says, that would be a terrible thing to do. Because if you did that, you're talking in the middle of Shemana Esrei. You're having a foreign utterance in your Shemana Esrei. So the Achronim develop the idea of what's the nature of Shomea Ka'ona. Is Shomea Ka'ona a real Amira? It's as if you're actually saying it. And as such, now you're saying Shomea Esrei, you're saying Kedusha Nemila, you're not allowed to do that. That's a hefsek. That's Rabbi Natan. So what I'm suggesting, positing, is even if you take that approach, even if you take that approach, is that going to give you a kriya mitoch haksav? He's got the Megillah. You don't have a Megillah. So you need him. You're piggybacking on him. And as such, that's going to be a vicarious kiyum hamitzvah. Unlike, of course, shofar. How are you being yotze shofar?
Yeah.
That's very personal. And maybe shomei ka'one by... by what?
Hallel.
By what?
Hallel.
By Hallel is a real Shomea Ka'ona. Okay, let's finish up the Riva. At least finish up the Riva. Finishing up the Riva. Finishing up the Riva. What?
Did we say Lomus to the Riva?
Yeah. No, if I could do it Ayidei Shliach, it's not my mitzvah. It's not my mitzvah. The mitzvah must be Mekuyim. As such, what bracha do I make? I make a bracha not on my relation to the mitzvah, but on the mitzvah itself. Okay, a few small ha'aros. I've also said, what about hafrashas, trumas, and maizvos? Who would you put that? Is it F Shai De Shliach? It's F Shai De Shliach. So where do you want to put it? Sarah Klasai Da'at, so you want to put it over here? You know what the Ramban says?
Left.
You know whose sheet the Ramban follows? He goes with the Riva. And he says the bracha is? Lula. Can you use a shliach? Oh, go ahead, say it over. So there's a big difference between, let's say, Mila and Hafrash Chumasim. Mila, let's say the Moel sneaks into the house unsolicited and on the eighth day does the Maisa Mitzvah. Has the Mila been performed?
Yeah. Yep.
Has the Mitzvah been Mekuyim?
Yeah. Yep.
Is it his Mitzvah?
No.
It's not his Mitzvah, but...
it's no one.
But it was a Yotze?
Yes.
Would he make a bracha?
Yes.
Yep. Yes. Hafroshas Trumos and Maestros is a very, very different concept. Hafroshas Trumos and Maestros can be done by someone else. However, says the Ramban, it cannot be done by someone else unauthorized. It must be done al das. And if someone goes into my backyard, plucks the fruit, there's mafresh chumas and maestros, you know what? His bracha would have been a bracha of atala, and the chalos hafrasha is no good. Which means, the Ramban says, this din needs a further slice, needs a little more clarification. Hafrash Shemus Mais can be done by someone else?
Yes.
It can, but only with my authority. So what does that other guy really represent?
An extension of my...
he's my... I don't want to use the word shliach. It's confusing. He's my yada arichta.
But that's the whole...
He is me. He's being mafrish as me. So, and as such, the mole is not me.
Why not?
Because the mole, if he did it on his own, the chalos milah would count. It would be a good, it would be a mitzvah. It's my right to do it, and he might have to pay me asar zehubin, but it's chav, and the bracha is chav, and the mitzvah is chav. Prashat Shumas Nais, it would still be tepid. It's mine to do, to authorize. No, it's my responsibility. It's my schus and my responsibility. But anyone else can do it. Whereas Hafrasha, it's absolutely mine. And there are other mitzvahs like that, says Ramban, that would be in that category. Okay, let's finish up. What bracha would the riva make on matzah mara? Riva matzah mara. Can you do matzah mara with a shliach?
He
should say leh. And the Ramban says, he says.
He says leh.
Not like we do. What bracha should make on tvila? L'shem tahara. You should make a leh, because can you dip someone else in the mikvah on your behalf? No. What bracha do we make? Al tefila. Why, says the Riva? Since a ger makes al tefila because it's after the fact. Since kalim are done with an al, so we want consistency, we don't want a low plug. Good. What else? Matzah. What about... there's a good little schmooze over here. Take a look at. I'm gonna end here. There's more to Tutskaz, but I'm gonna stop here. But look at the Ritva. Look at source number 8. I just like this because it's a good schmooze. What bracha should you make on Birchas HaTorah? According to Ritva, what bracha should you make on Birchas HaTorah? Is it personal? You do it either shliach. I don't want to learn today. So I'm just going to go ahead and give. I'm going to give.
You got to be Isaac.
I don't want to learn. Someone else appoint a shliach to learn for me. Can I do it? Can I do it? I don't think so. So what bracha should you make on Talmud Torah? You should make a bracha on of leh. But what are the, but he says rov nuschos of the svardim is al divrei Torah, which sounds like. I can point V'yei Shlomar. So look what he says. V'yei Shlomar. Look what he says. This is the shmuz. L'fi shedivrei Torah ein lahem hefsek. There is never a break. U'mitzvah lahagos pantomid. Asa'u. They formulate the bracha ki'ilu ein la hatchala. It's as if it has no
start,
no beginning. And therefore, you are always in a perpetual state of, like, what's the first thing you think about when you wake up? You think about learning and Torah, etc. So by definition, when you make the bracha, it's already what? It's not over asiyasa, it's la'achar asiyasa, and therefore the bracha is al, even though it is very, very personal. That is a wonderful, wonderful musish mus. Think about it, dream about it, and we will pick up tomorrow. Questions?
What you said about